Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Bob, in the coming weeks, we're going to have some experts from Standard joining us to talk about specific types of projects from that you might be working on this summer. You probably not, because you spent the last year and a half doing your house, but others that are doing decks and windows and roofs and things like that, we'll bring some experts on and get some tips and techniques on
what to do. Yeah, it's that time of year.
It is.
It's actually already begun.
Yeah. We're crazy busy, as you are, I know, and this is the renovation season once the weather breaks. So kind of cool. But, you know, we skipped over the beer of the week on the last segment, so I want to catch up and get that in here.
That's right. Time for Siciliano's Beer of the Week.
Yes, exactly.
What do we have here, John?
Today, we've got a West Michigan brewery here in Grand Rapids. It's called Creston Brewing, and it's in a little burg of the suburb of Grand Rapids called the Creston District, and it's right on Plainfield Avenue. And we have their GR Ale, or what they call Grail, which is a Grand Rapids-style ale, which to me is got a few notes of an IPA. Is that what you're tasting as well?
I would call it a hoppy pale ale. I don't know what they're really calling it. There is a style that's developing called a Grand Rapids pale ale and a Grand Rapids IPA. So, I was just at Siciliano's, and when you talk with them about the beer scene in Michigan, I'm thinking we could do a whole show on the beer scene because it is just changing so fast right now. It's exploding again.
Right.
And it's pretty cool to see what's evolving from all this. But while I was there, also our good buddy Steve Siciliano gave us a couple of Perdomo Estate Selección Vintage Cigars. It's a three-wrapper line, perfectly aged, top shelf from Nick Perdomo, and they're a Connecticut wrapper, and I'm so excited to just possess this thing because it's a beautiful, long Connecticut wrapper, and I love cigars.
So. You know, Siciliano's is a place to go. The cool part about Siciliano's, you can buy each one of these beers one at a time,
yeah.
Create your own 6 or 12 pack, and, you know, he's got every beer in there priced per can.
I'm glad you always bring that up because, to me, that is just a – I don't know. I love going through the vegetable part of the supermarket. I spend all my time out there, and when I go to the meat counter, it's always at Sobeys. So it's just
go to the beer counter. It's just Leon's.
Yeah. And when I go into the veggie part though of the supermarket, I spend so much time picking little this, little that, little this, little that. Well, you can do the same thing with your beer. You don't have to get a case of something you don't like.
Right. Buy one, try it, go back and get more. Right? It's that simple. But anyway, Sobey Meats, same thing with the meats.
Very close to Siciliano's.
Right. Siciliano's, great place to go and get a smorgasbord.
So we realize in a lot of these markets that are listening here, it's not such an easy run, but bear with us. We love our local sponsors.
That's right. Exactly. So, Barbecue Bob, it is the Memorial Day weekend, and you've got a patriotic burger on the show plan here,
yeah.
The red, white, and blue. I think we've done this before, but kick it off again. It's
yeah,
that time.
I found a little different version of it. Just surfing online. I have not made this version, but it my mouth's watering right now thinking about it. It just sounded like a wonderful way to make a cool presentation, which you're a big fan of, and a wonderful taste that all of us are big fans of, right? And it really involves just a beautiful hamburger. You know, from a custom blended 85% lean, maybe.
Right.
And then grill it however you like to grill it, right? I'm not going to tell anybody how they should do their burger.
It's just never well done.
Well, some people like it that
way.
I know
they do.
It's okay.
Man, hockey pucks.
It's okay.
So much better.
It's okay. So then get an 80-20 burger if you like them well done.
Right.
Right? And still have some juice in it. But then what they're doing is they're sauteing a nice thick, they're charring, and I would probably do these on a skillet to be safe because they're a little tough. A nice thick slice of Vidalia onion, which mm-hmm. are in now and on sale.
Have my pounds of them in,
oh,
the, in
yeah.
it already.
And yeah. then you're going to take and put some cheddar and blue cheese on each bun and put that burger on there with the slice of that charred Vidalia in between them, and you're going to drizzle that with some red cherry sauce, and you can use like a cherry barbecue sauce. You can make up your own cherry steak sauce, but cherry is one of those fantastic fruits that has phenomenal ingredients for your body. So you should eat lots of red cherries. They're just super. It's a superfood, like red beets. And that's going to make just a beautiful presentation. I would tell you to use white cheddar to add to the white Vidalia, because you're going to char that white Vidalia. It's not going to be as white when you're done with it.
But so the red is the cherry sauce. The white is the Vidalia.
Yep.
The blue is the blue cheese.
Yes.
And you got a patriotic burger to kick off your Memorial Day weekend.
How cool is that? That's, I mean, right. You got something to talk about, and I got to believe it's going to taste really, really good.
Right. You could put it on a white bread bun and white it up, too.
There you go, yeah, white boy.
Good. Or a pretzel bun might even be better.
You can't say
I
that.
I kind of like those. Yeah, I kind of like those a lot. But anyway, you know, we look around and try to do some unique stuff once in a while on the grill where you're not just always doing chicken, dogs, and burgers.
Kebabs.
Right? Kebabs are good. Not a lot of people do those. Little trick to those, because you want to get each piece of meat about the same size. You don't want
big chunks. A lot of people don't do them well, you mean.
Right. Yeah, and then, you know, again, that if you stay consistent on that meat size, those things are going to get done better. You're not going to get the charred piece on the end and the piece in the middle that's raw. But
I'm really hungry.
You like to do these skirt steak things called pinwheels.
Love skirt steak.
Yeah, and why? There's two reasons. I think I know why you like
it. It's underrated, for
right.
one thing. So it's a good value.
Right.
I think you can get it about $8.99.
Right.
It's like a flat iron, same right. deal. You don't see them a lot, but when you find somebody that processes them properly and or they're beautiful, it's so with a skirt
and
steak.
It's super flavorful.
Yeah, so with a skirt steak, I'm really into on that piece in particular, south of the border, a Mexican profile, and I'm gonna take probably just like some sea salt, some crushed pepper, and some tajin. I might throw.
I've been using that tajin a lot.
I love it
lately.
It's fantastic. I might go adobo instead of salt. But then I'm gonna powder that whole steak, and I'm gonna wrap it and leave it in the fridge for overnight, maybe.
And then I'm gonna pull it out. You're letting your seasonings just
meld,
become part of the
meld, and then I'm gonna pull it out, put it on a cutting board, and I'm gonna cut it into like 1-inch long strips with the grain, longwise, okay. And then you could probably go cross grain if you wanted. I don't know that it'll hold together very well. But then you take these long strips and you literally just roll them up, and you poke a little.
You got anything inside of them, or just a rolled up steak?
Nope. You can. There's all sorts of things you can put in there if you want a little cilantro, if you want a little green, a little spinach, a little something. But it's when you get done grilling it, it's a beautiful thing. It's you could put some high temp cheese in there, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Or put cheese on top right when you finish it. Yeah.
Or that.
Either one of those.
Yeah.
But. Coming up next, we're going to talk with one of the friends of the show, the retired Lieutenant Colonel Denny Gillum. Denny has the Front Lines of Freedom show all over America, but he's going to join us on the show and talk to us a little bit about the true meaning of Memorial Day. He's just coming back from West Point on his 55th anniversary of going out there for his West Point class. You're going to have a lot of fun listening to this. Stick with us. We'll be back. Just go on living and go on missing the ones that didn't make it back home. The whole town shut down, the whole town.